Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Anatole Levin in London, a senior fellow for the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, sorting through the headline news about Nord Stream 2, the project near completion to send natural gas from the Russian Federation, an energy superpower and a military threat, to Germany to be distributed into Germans' prosperity and to sustain Western European prosperity. However, the caveat here is that both Ukraine, the remnant of Ukraine after the divisions of Donbass and Crimea, both Ukraine and Poland are objecting through their foreign ministry, saying this weakens the security of Poland and Ukraine and by connection all of Eastern Europe, including the Baltic states that are, and Anatole, since we talked, I've made it my business to go to Vilnius and talk about the mood there. They're extremely worried about Belarus, which connects immediately to Moscow. So I lay all these complications down, and now I come to these provocations in the Black Sea, which have happened since we talked about Ukraine. It would appear from first glance that instead of moving for a rapprochement and resolution, the sides, NATO and the Russian Federation, are moving away from it. Am I being too hasty on this? Is this the nature of beating the war drums but not actually shooting? How do you measure these provocations in the Black Sea?
I see them mostly as some shadow boxing and saber rattling. Certainly saber rattling, but they don't. You know, I don't think they will lead to in themselves to war. Russia wants to signal to NATO that it will fight if Ukraine attacks it in the Donbass or, you know, tries to strangle Crimea. And, of course, the West wants to signal its strong support for Ukraine. On the whole, it's NATO that's bluffing. NATO will not fight for Ukraine, whereas Russia will fight if the Donbass is attacked. So I think the Russians are in a position to call NATO's bluff there. I don't think they want to. I don't think that they want a new war with Ukraine, but they've made it clear that, you know, they will fight if Ukraine tries to take the Donbass back by force. I mean, for me, the most interesting and perhaps worrying, sinister thing that's happened since we last spoke was President Putin's essay on Ukrainian-Russian relations, which came out a couple of weeks ago, because that, for me at least, contained a pretty strong implicit statement that sooner or later, you know, if an agreement was not reached on the Donbass for Donbass autonomy, that Russia would in fact annex the region as it previously did to the breakaway regions of Georgia. Now, if that happened, of course, it would start a massive new crisis between Russia and the West, and would, of course, risk then some form of Ukrainian military action leading to war. So I think that's another, you know, really strong incentive to the United States, or should be, to try to, you know, find a negotiated settlement over eastern Ukraine. Because, I mean, the point is that in the end, you know, Russia is the man in possession. You know, Russian troops are there. They cannot be ejected from this region without force. Force means war. Ukraine would lose a war. NATO would not fight for Ukraine. I mean, these are the things that have to be kept, you know, firmly in mind about this.
Let's go to Washington, where you're headed. Has Washington stepped aside from this conflict in this a blessing of the Nord Stream 2 deal between Germany and the U.S., or is there an engagement that you can see? We're changing governments in Germany. You know this momentarily. Mm. Washington is fixed for the term. London is fixed. Paris is in an election cycle, so I don't lean on that. Has Washington stepped away and said, Europe, you need to settle this on your own?
Not exactly, I think. I think that would be reading too much into it. The United States, I mean, what the Biden administration has said is, look, we do not want a stand-up fight with Germany.
Right.
You know, we want certain guarantees for Ukraine, but Germany is far too important to us as a partner in Europe, as a partner against China, potentially, to infuriate the German political and economic elites. So I think that is the key thing. This is part of, Biden's, reversal of Trump's policies, if you will, and, attempt at a multilateral outreach to Europe and to Germany. But because, of course, what people forget is that all of these parts, they're not independent.
Right.
They are interrelated. You cannot, or you could not have, simultaneously gone to Germany and said, look, we're determined to stop this pipeline. We don't give a damn if it costs Germany tens of billions of dollars by now. We will impose sanctions on Germany and on German companies in order to stop this pipeline. Your economic interests don't matter at all to us. Oh, but by the way, can we now talk about German support against China?
Wonderful. not possible. Anatole Levin coming up with a dialogue that hasn't yet happened. Not yet. In the news about Nord Stream 2, Anatole Levin, the senior fellow at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Picture yourself at Post University. Prospective undergraduate, transfer students, and their families are invited to join us at an upcoming open house on Saturday, November 20th at 11 a.m. Spend the day on campus and connect with current students and faculty. Learn about our academic offerings, student life experience, available scholarship opportunities, and more. Visit post.edu/visit to register today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.